Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Dr. Nick Wilson.
I'm Dr. Tracy Gross. On this podcast, we have conversations about health. We talk about what it is, where it comes from, and really how you can achieve it for yourself and your entire family.
Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode on the Max Living Podcast. All right, Dr. Tracy, tell them what we're talking about today.
So the debate about natural immunity versus artificial immunity has been a hot topic recently. And this just in, there was information released by Project Veritas that we are discussing today. It is all about answering that question. Are you protected if you've gotten the vaccine, or is your natural immunity sufficient for you? So, Dr. Wilson, I know you've been burning on this.
Oh boy!
So,
well, because this whistleblower, and it's not even a whistleblower, it was undercover cameras and with a conversation with these Pfizer scientists who were didn't know that they were being recorded, saying that natural immunity is stronger than their own vaccine. And what's very interesting, and you'll hear this clip, is these scientists are not allowed to talk about this openly. It had to be on a recorded conversation that they didn't even know that they were being recorded on.
Yeah.
They had to sign a non-disclosure agreement saying that they're not going to disclose this to the public, that natural immunity is as good, if not better, and longer lasting than the vaccine. So listen to this.
When somebody is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have better, but more antibodies against the virus. Because what the vaccine is, like I said, that protein that's just on the outside. So it's just one antibody against one specific part of the virus. When you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies against like multiple pieces of the virus. And not only just like the outside portion, like the inside portion, the actual virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
So here we have Pfizer's scientists, the ones who are actually making the vaccine. I don't know how much more science you really want than that.
Yeah. And I don't know how you feel when you listen to that, but I just can't get over how unjust that seems. The people who are manufacturing a product, because that's what it is, it's a product that makes money for the company, are silencing their workers and telling them that they can't give true information to the people who are consuming the product.
And they actually admit that their company is being fueled right now by COVID money. Listen to this.
Basically, our organization is run on COVID money now.
How so?
It netted like over $15 billion last year.
So what that sounds like to me is that these individuals are profiting off of our sickness.
It's in the billions too. And these corporations, and think of how much influence that the pharmaceutical companies have on the news. Because you might be asking, like, why in the world have I not heard this? Why in the world, I don't get on the mainstream media and find this information? Well, there's a reason for that. The pharmaceutical companies own the media. They're the largest spender. So they spent $47 billion on marketing. So think about this. The media companies, CNN, Fox, you name it doesn't even matter which side of the aisle they are on.
Right.
They're being funded by the pharmaceutical industry. They're their number one clients. So consider that. Your number one client who's paying you the absolute most, are you going to say anything that would hurt their profits?
Absolutely not. No.
So you're not going to hear. So if they control media, they also control social media now, because they've convinced everyone that if you speak negatively, or if you talk about natural immunity being superior than artificial immunity, then you're a domestic terrorist. You're a threat to public health. So now the social media companies say that's misinformation and they censor it. So now that's being controlled. So where are you going to get this information then?
Yeah, it's not just the information that they're putting out there, the marketing and the propaganda, for lack of a better term, because that's really what it is, but it's also what they're not telling you. So, I mean, this gets back to everything that we're saying about how, if we want to truly be healthy, we have to take responsibility for that. And if we want true information, mm-hmm. we're going to have to dig for it. We're going to have to look for it.
That's right. Because it comes down to, who do you actually trust? I mean, who are you going to trust? Because the CDC, if you look up and just type in a search engine of your choice, CDC, vaccine, and natural immunity, you're going to find a study that was done and released in August that, I'll just read it to you. New CDC study, vaccination offers higher protection than previous COVID-19 infection. And yet there's Israel studies that say the exact opposite, with 96% of their market being fully vaccinated, and they found that their antibody production is actually lower than previous infection. The failed Israel experiment should show us all that we need, that natural immunity is actually superior than artificial immunity. You can't trick the body into being healthy. It's what we've been saying all along. Yet the CDC themselves say the exact opposite.
So yeah, who do you trust?
It's who do you trust? Because the CDC has become this singular voice on health, and it's almost like they can't be questioned. You can't question the CDC, right? They're like the authority. Even our local health departments just rubber stamp what comes down from the CDC, and their reasoning is because it came from the CDC.
Yeah, yeah.
And why do we even need local health departments if we're just going to rubber stamp everything? Can we not question the CDC? It's not like they aren't without biased and in conflicts of interest.
And it's not like they haven't made mistakes before in the past. I mean, so we heard from scientists within the companies themselves, and now we have the actual data, this research that we're talking about right now. So we have information from the authorities. We have peer-reviewed research. What more do we need to seek the truth?
I'm not sure. I honestly think that we need people to speak up. The common people. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the CDC. They're not going to speak up. I'm not talking about the pharmaceutical industry telling on themselves. They've got obligation to shareholders. They're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I think we need the common person to stand up, reject it, take a stand, be vocal, unapologetic, and put themselves out there. We need that person to stand tall and reject this openly. And we need individuals within places of influence, like school boards, to just put their foot down and say, enough. The emergency is over. Emergencies are for times when we don't know what to do. We know what to do. This has been around for how long now?
Yeah.
It's not. So it's not like this just got released. It's not like we are in March of 2020. No, we're no longer there. And the CDC has disturbing conflicts of interest. And that's been pointed out by scientists themselves. There's an editorial by Lawrence Hantoon. He's an MD, he's a PhD. And in that editorial, a dozen senior scientists at the CDC, they actually had complaints that the CDC was being influenced by corporate and political interests. And they said, in ways that, quote, shortchange taxpayers. And they actually said that there's a pervasive nature of unethical practices throughout all levels of the CDC. And they concluded, I'm going to quote this, the CDC has a long history of bias and troubling conflicts of interest. This history calls into question the scientific validity of recommendations made by the CDC. So here we have their own scientists saying that they are biased, they have disturbing conflicts of interest, and they cannot be trusted. What more do you need, people, to stand up and show up and put your foot down?
And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that if enough of us take that stand, if we reject what is being told to us, and reject the idea that we're supposed to blindly believe it and do what we're told, then there is going to be enough of a movement to change from the bottom up. Like, it doesn't take a whole lot. It just takes a few people who are willing to make that stand and put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, the industry influence, it's now silenced those voices who don't agree with this idea of one size fits all medicine. So if you don't agree with one size fits all medicine, it's like you don't feel like you have a place right now. And people don't know how to articulate this. They don't know how to verbalize their thoughts here. And so that it's like, I just don't agree. And then they know that the other side is boisterous about how you are killing people. Or, you know, they just immediately go into the fact that you must be an anti-vax. And they like to label and they like to do what they do. Nope. Stand tall, be strong, and do not succumb to the bullying, because that's bullying.
Right. And the biggest thing that you can do to help yourself to stand strong and not succumb is to find people who are like-minded, people who believe what you do, because I guarantee you are not alone. There are thousands of people just here in America who are willing to go the extra mile. And if you join forces, then that's going to make it that much more powerful.
That's right.
You have a say in your health. And when we stand together, we can live the way that we want to live.
That's right. That's right. And people are like, well, who do I trust? Well, that's an interesting question, but you have to then, I think, go a one layer more of like, what do I believe? What do I believe to be true?
Yeah.
Right. And I'll tell you what we believe. You know, as Max Living doctors, you know, Max Living, it's a faith-based network of chiropractors who believe that, number one, nutrition matters. Toxicity is a problem. Oxygen is crucial. A healthy mindset is vital. And a balanced nervous system is the foundation. Right. So if you think about that and you think about, yes, nutrition matters. Of course it matters. Well, then we should consider what we're putting into our body on a day in and day out basis. Mm-hmm. How has that been influenced by industry? Industry influence on our food system is destroying our food system. It's destroying our crops. Mm-hmm. It's destroying our land. That's why we believe in regenerative farming, regenerating our land. Toxicity is a problem. Yes, of course toxicity is a problem. That's why we believe that exposure to toxins is disruptive in the body. I don't think that's a leap, Dr. Tracy.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Right, I don't think it's a leap. But if you get that and you say that, hey, what goes into your body influences your body, including your genes. Well, it makes you start questioning what those ingredients are in those things that you're injecting into your arm. We say oxygen is crucial. And yes, of course, working out and building lean muscle and in inhaling, exhaling, big deep breaths, and totally inflating your lungs and deflating your lungs on a regular basis. I think that's logical. Yeah. That's human nature. That's what we should be doing.
So then anything that would be preventing oxygen from getting into your body is illogical.
Yeah, like covering up your mouth and breathing that same air day in and day out, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense. A healthy mindset is vital, right? A healthy mindset. So a positive mindset, growth mindset, faith over fear. That's what we believe. Faith over fear, right? And so if you believe that, it's very difficult, I think, to fill your brain up with the news of the day that is intentionally negative.
Right.
Right. So like, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to watch the news if your goal is to have a healthy mindset, because we do believe that it's vital.
Essential for health. Yeah,
exactly. And so what we're describing here are the essentials to health, and a balanced nervous system is at the absolute foundation. It's the foundation.
Yeah.
It's what does your body run on? No, it doesn't run on glucose. No, it doesn't run on calories. What does it run on? Runs on a properly functioning nervous system, your brain and spinal cord. It controls everything. Your heart to be beating, your lungs to be breathing, for you to digest food. Information starts in the brain and sends the signal throughout the entire body, over the nerves. Every organ, every cell, every single tissue is under direct control of your nervous system. And that system must be balanced for optimal health.
Absolutely. The one system that controls every single cell, every function in your body. So isn't it logical to take care of and maintain that one system, that vital system?
That's right. So that's what we believe. And when you ask yourself these questions about what do you believe, right? You don't have to believe just like us. You might look at those essentials or hear us talk about the essentials, and you might say, well, I don't know. Well, get curious about that. Get curious if you really believe nutrition is important, if nutrition matters, or if toxicity is a problem, or if oxygen is crucial. You know, you got to ask yourself these questions. And but I believe that if you actually start asking these questions and get curious for yourself, then the next question is, am I living congruent with my beliefs?
Every single action that you take, every bold action requires solid fundamental beliefs. So yeah, you establish what you believe, and then you can choose how you want to move forward.
And guess what? That deeply held belief, that deeply held conviction, that doesn't have to be a religion. That doesn't have to be a denomination. That is your deeply held conviction. And that, my friend, is a religious exemption. Oh, by the way, just so you know.
There you go. Full circle.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, though, that deeply held conviction will allow you to question common narratives. And it will allow you the freedom to question. Yes, even the smartest among us, because even some of the most educated and smartest among us are making very bad decisions, and they're allowing their voices to be silenced in the name of profit, in the name of greed, in the name of the greater good, in the name of public health. They're not speaking up. And what you heard from Project Veritas is a great example of that, straight from the horse's mouth, saying, we're not allowed to speak up. We have a gag order, this non-disclosure agreement. We can't speak out against it because of the massive industry influence, and it's all about the money.
I think what it comes down to is that your health, your body is your greatest asset, and no one is going to care about it more than you do. So you choose what you believe, and you choose how you take care of your body. Once you have that solid foundation of your deeply held beliefs, then you have the power to stand and the freedom to make decisions for yourself. And it will embolden you, it will empower you, and you'll be able to stand even in the face of adversity. That's what freedom is.
Hey, I want to let you know about a new and exciting feature that we have to answer your questions. You've got questions, maybe we've got answers, and we've got a great way for you to submit your questions. So what you do, you have questions. Maybe it's about your health. Maybe it's about supplements. Maybe it's about next steps that you need to take, or you have just questions about something you heard on an episode. What you do is you go to dr-wilson.com, click on podcasts, and you can record your customized message right there. Keep it under 90 seconds, and Dr. Tracy and I will answer your question on upcoming shows. So go to dr-wilson.com and submit your audio question and listen for your answer.